The promise of a Messiah is given in the Old Testament, and we read in Isaiah chapter 7 and then again in chapter 9 these words. The Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And while promised and anticipated greatly, they waited and waited for a Messiah to come. In the meantime, life happened, duty called, children were born, nations were conquered, and yet they waited and waited. Finally, we find the story of Zechariah, a priest, and his wife Elizabeth, who were righteous before God, but they had no children. And being a faithful man and priest, Zechariah simply went about his priestly duties in Jerusalem. And then one day, as was custom, he went into the sanctuary. He was chosen by lot to go into the inner sanctuary and to offer incense offering on behalf of the people who were praying outside. And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing at the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was terrified. And fear overwhelmed him. But the angel said to him, "Fear not, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John. You will have great joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord." And Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know that this is so? For I am an old man and my wife is getting on in years." And the angel replied and said, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to you to speak to you and to bring to you this good news. But now, because you did not believe my words, which shall be fulfilled in their time, you will become mute, unable to speak until the day that these things occur." The people waited for Zechariah to come out and speak to them. But when he came out, he could not speak, and they recognized that he had seen a vision. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she remained in seclusion. She said, "This is what the Lord has done for me when he looked favorably on me and took away the disgrace that I have endured among my people." And then there was a young woman who lived about 65 miles north of Jerusalem in a town called Nazareth. And we then pick up her story. It was in the sixth month when the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth. Gabriel was a busy angel. He was sent to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I'm a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. And the two women came together. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." And for about 3 months they stayed together before Mary returned home to her home in Nazareth. And then it is time for the birth of the first child. And the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him Zechariah, after his father. But his mother said, "No, no, he's to be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives has that name." Then they began motioning to his father to find out what name he wanted to give him. He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And all of them were amazed. And immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue freed, and he began to speak, praising God. Fear came over all their neighbors, and all these things were talked about throughout the entire hill country of Judea. All who heard them pondered them and said, "What then will this child become? For indeed, the hand of the Lord is with him." And then his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke this prophecy, "Blessed be the Lord of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." Meanwhile, back in Nazareth, it has become known that Mary is expecting a baby. Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, fear not. Take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. Mary and Joseph lived together in the town of Nazareth, but the prophecy was that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. As it turns out, they must make this difficult trip from Nazareth to Bethlehem, 70 miles as the crow flies, or at least 90 miles by road, which would have been several days' journey. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And for this was such a momentous occasion that it was God that sent forth the birth announcements. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Fear not, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the heavens, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." And then the angels had left them and gone into heaven. The shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." And so they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. And then God's birth announcement was given to the Gentiles, wise men from the east. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is this child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." And when King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, and by no means least among the rulers of Judah, from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Well, then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for this child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." And when they had heard the king, they set out there. And ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. The wise men were warned in a dream not to return to Herod and not to report what they had seen. Joseph also had a dream, and he took Mary and went to Egypt for a time, Mary and Jesus, and went to Egypt. And after Herod died, Joseph had another dream, who said, "It's time to go back home." And they returned to Nazareth, where Jesus grew up. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Let us wait in open worship as we listen to the Jesus who has come and dwells with us.